KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, we have clear skies and 25 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be mostly sunny with a high of 56. In the news, patrons of the Cam and Nottoway Valley School Districts Tuesday approved a measure calling for the districts to approve a new revenue purpose statement, which specifies how the districts may use revenues they receive from the state of Iowa's Secure and Advanced Vision for Education, or SAVE, fund. A 60% majority was needed in order for passage. With approval, the RPS will remain in effect until it is replaced or amended in the future. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman said the measure passed by a vote of 170 yes to 12 no. Adair County Auditor Mandy Berg reports the same measure for the Nottoway Valley School District passed by a vote of 107 yes to 9 no. Voter turnout in Adair County was 4%. Special elections were also held in the South Page and East Mills School Districts with the same measure passed by a majority of the votes cast. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting beginning at noon today. The meeting will take place virtually via YouTube. During their session, the board will act on awarding the purchase of 1,425 Chromebook licenses to Rick's Computer Repair of Danbury, Iowa, in the amount of $35,625. Technology Director Roger Warren received three identical quotes for Chromebook licenses. By approving the request, Superintendent Steve Barber said it would represent the first step in upgrading the district's current pre-K through 12 one-to-one program. Rick's Computer provides repair services for the district's computers currently. Mr. Barber says since the money on all the three of the quotes was identical, he feels it would be best to award the quote to Rick's based on the company's relationship with the district. Iowa House subcommittees are advancing two of the governor's education priorities. One bill would make it easier for groups to create charter schools. The other creates state-funded private school scholarships for students in struggling public schools. Trish Wilger of the Iowa Alliance for Choice in Education testified at a House subcommittee hearing on Tuesday.
At the center of our community is our school. Friday night lights, cheering on the basketball teams, watching the amazing dance team. I'm worried that this bill could put all of this in jeopardy. As we've seen in other states like Arizona, the voucher expense went from $1.5 million to over $100 million in just 8 years.
The students' first scholarships would be for students transferring out of 34 public school buildings, where test scores rank in the bottom 5% of Iowa schools. Shanda Karstens of Panora said the state scholarships for private schools will be an incentive for families to leave rural towns like hers and move closer to cities with private schools.
We're happy to see the Iowa legislature entertaining so many ways to offer parents options this year. This bill gives choice to a handful of parents at a handful of schools.
Republican Representative John Wills of Spirit Lake says over the last 6 years he supported spending more on public schools, and he's willing to try something different.
People who are talking in opposition to this bill, so often it doesn't even reflect to the kids. I'm opposed because public taxpayer dollars shouldn't go to private schools. Well, who cares? If we don't do something different, we're going to keep getting what we got.
Both bills now go to the House Education Committee. The Iowa Senate has already passed a single bill that includes those proposals and others that were part of the school choice agenda Governor Kim Reynolds had unveiled in January. The Atlantic Police Department has released additional information with regard to a bar fight last month that resulted in injuries of two people. Authorities say at around 12:10 a.m. on February 19th, officers were called to the Fireside Lounge on Atlantic's west side. When officers and sheriff's deputies arrived, they found two subjects unconscious on the floor. Both were transported to the Cass County Hospital by ambulance. After a lengthy investigation of the video evidence and through interviews conducted, three subjects were charged, including 29-year-old Cody Christensen of Atlantic, who was arrested on Cass County warrants for disorderly conduct, fighting or violence-related, and assault causing serious injury. He remained in the jail as of last reports. Another subject was charged with warrants issued for disorderly conduct, interference with official acts, and assault causing serious injury. As of the latest report, that individual had not been located, and they did not name him in their latest information. Police say 36-year-old Daniel Jordan of Exira was cited in connection with the incident. He was released on a charge of disorderly conduct. The Harlan Police Department reports just two recent arrests. On February 27th, 28-year-old Cody Dwayne Wills of Carroll was arrested following a traffic stop in Harlan. Wills was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while revoked, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, prohibited acts, operating a non-registered vehicle, no proof of insurance, and improper rear lamp. And on February 18th, 50-year-old Timothy Ricardo Jones of Omaha was arrested following a traffic stop in Harlan. Jones was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with operating while intoxicated and stopping on the travel portion of the roadway. A traffic stop in Red Oak Tuesday evening resulted in the arrest of 31-year-old Austin Ray Ahearns of Red Oak. Red Oak police say Ahearns was taken into custody for driving while barred. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. Awards totaling $6.18 million were announced Tuesday for 18 communities across Iowa. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, made the awards through the Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, program, which provides support for community improvements. Awards were made for water and sewer and stormwater infrastructure improvements, housing rehabilitation, and employment-related transportation projects. Grants were awarded based on the benefit to low- and moderate-income Iowans, financial need, project impact and readiness, and commitment of local resources to the project. In western Iowa, the city of Manila received a CDBG Community Facilities Award amounting to $300,000 for daycare. The local match is $250,000. In Madison County, they received a CDBG Community Facilities Award amounting to $170,000 for mental health facility improvements with a local match of $96,725. The city of Creston received a Community Facilities Award amounting to $600,000 for water treatment improvements with a local match of more than $1.63 million. And the Monona County community of Ute received a CDBG Community Facilities Award amounting to $300,000 for water system improvements with a total local match of $792,560. You can read more in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.